Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing even now. We thank you for what you're going to do very shortly. Thank you for great grace you have placed upon our lives. Thank you for great grace you have placed upon our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord, because by your grace, we have been able to succeed. By your grace, we have been able to achieve great things. By your grace, we have been able to excel, even in our careers. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. We thank you for your spirit of excellence that is working in our lives. Thank you for making us to succeed in those things others find it difficult to succeed. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs on every side. Thank you for new opportunities you are sending into our lives and situations. Opportunities that would take us to the place of success and greatness. Opportunities that will lead to the fulfillment of our callings and destinies. Thank you for sending these opportunities into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving our sins. Thank you for pardoning our iniquities. Thank you for giving us a repentant heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for helping us to love you wholeheartedly and to love your people and to love your works. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege you have given to us to give generously into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the blessings and rewards we have received from you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you because the witchcraft powers that were assigned to destroy our lives did not succeed. Thank you, Lord, because all the enchantments and divinations and sorcery and arrows of darkness that were targeted against us did not prosper. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for protecting us while we were asleep in the night. Thank you for destroying the enemy that came to attack us in the dream. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your anointing that you have placed upon our lives. Thank you for your anointing that is giving us victories in spiritual warfare. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing that is setting us free from every bondage and captivity of darkness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for changing us into a better person that can live righteously in your presence, even before your presence. Thank you, Lord. be glorified in Jesus' name. I am asking, Father, that as we would be having this prayer session tonight, that you bless us mightily from your throne in Jesus' name. I ask, O God, that you visit everyone in this place, both the people here on this platform and those that are following the audios. I ask, Lord, that you bless everyone mightily. Bless everyone with greatness, with success, with deliverance, with healings, with authority and power. In the name of Jesus, let our lives be transformed for good. Father, let not anyone live here without receiving something great from you. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered these prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. And I believe that nothing is impossible for God to do in your life. Yeah, there is a saying that what God cannot do does not exist. What God cannot do does not exist. So I believe that saying is true about your life, because nothing is impossible for God to do in your life. Not one thing is impossible for him to do in your life. And he would touch your life and help you even tonight in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I'm going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points.
We praise you,
Oh Lord, we praise you, Savior, we praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength. For each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. By roadway in the wilderness, you lead me. Rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert will I see. Yes, heaven and earth will fail, but his word will still prevail. And he will do something new today. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Sing it. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. Yes, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. Yes, Lord. He will make a way. You are more than what people say. Jehovah, more than what people say. You are more than what people say. Jehovah, more than what people say. You are wonderful, You are powerful, you are more than what people say. You're more than what we call you. You are more than what we call you. Jehovah, more than what we call you. You're greater. You are greater than what we call you. Jehovah, greater than what we call you. You are wonderful. You're powerful. You are greater than what we call you. Hey, you are wonderful. You are mighty. You are greater than what we call you. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. King of the universe, we say, great are you, Lord. Lion of Judah, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty warrior, great are you, Lord. King of glory, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. We will worship you forever. Great are you, Lord. King of Israel, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Hey, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified, Jehovah. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name, Father. How excellent is your name, yeah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. I want you to begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to glorify Him. Begin to celebrate Him, begin to honor Him, begin to adore Him, begin to worship Him, worship the God of Israel, worship the Rock of Israel, worship the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the resurrection and life, the God of heaven and the earth, the mighty man in battle, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, worship the God of gods, worship the Lord of lords, the King of kings, mighty God, we worship you, miracle worker, we praise you, Lord of hosts, we celebrate you, for there is none like you in heaven. There is none like you on earth, and there is none like you under the earth. You are highly exalted far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted far above every name and every creature. You are highly exalted far above principalities and powers and thrones and rulers and governments and kings and kingdoms. You are highly exalted far above all realms. King of Israel, we praise you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Who can stand against you and prevail? Who can fight you and win? No one. Who can question your authority? Who can tell you what to do and not and what not to do? Who can give you counsel? No one. Lord, we worship you. You are the one who determined the end of things from their very beginning. You are the one who speaks and comes to pass. You are the one who changes times and seasons. You are the one who set kings on their thrones and you remove them. Lord, we worship you. We praise you, Father. You make all things good. You make all things beautiful. Blessed be your holy name. Our helper, our healer, our redeemer, we praise you. Our Father, our provider, our restorer, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. You are the air we breathe. You are the life that is giving us life. Blessed be your holy name. You are our rock of safety. You are our rock of defense. You are our fortress. Blessed be your holy name. If God be for us, who can be against us? Says the scripture. We thank you for being there for us. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for making our lives what it is now. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all that you have given to us for free. Thank you for all that you are doing in us. Thank you for all that you are doing outside us, in our situations, in our environment. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence right here, right now. Thank you for what you are going to do in our midst tonight. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have praised him and worship and thank him. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that there is nothing impossible for God to do in your life, even through this prayer session, as in nothing. Not one thing is impossible for God to do in your life, even right now, right here. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your outstretched hand that is working in my life. Say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is working in my situations. Thank you for your mighty hand working in my life, working in my career, working in my calling, working in my destiny, working in my marriage, in my home. Thank you for your mighty hand working in my family. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Thank God like that. Thank you for your outstretched hand that is working in my life. Begin to thank God like that. For God is working. Jesus Christ said, he said, his Father has been working. And now he is also working. So God has been working. Whether you are aware of it or not, God has been working in your life. Say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is working in my life, working in my body, working in my soul, working in my spirit, working in my situations, working in my finances, working in my career, working in my calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord, for your hand that is operating in my life, that is working for my good. Thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord. Continue to thank God like that. She has said, she never did have to shut it down. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, thank you for your hand is working in my life. For your mighty hand is working in my life. Your outstretched arm is working in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your glory fall upon my life. Let your glory fall. And let me be satisfied by your glory. So So, Father, let your glory fall upon me and let me be satisfied by the same glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your glory descend upon my life. Let your glory descend upon my life. The fullness of your glory. The fullness of your glory. Let it descend on my life. And let me be satisfied by the same glory. Let my hunger be satisfied. Let my thirst be satisfied. Let my desires be satisfied by the same glory in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your glory fall. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Oh God, let your glory fall. Oh God, let your glory fall. Oh God, you are the King of glory. Let your glory fall on my life, on my career, on my calling, on my environment, on my situation. Let your glory fall. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let your glory fall. And let me be satisfied by your glory. Let me be filled by your glory. Let me be satisfied by your glory. Let me be filled by your glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. All you need in your life is the glory of the Lord. All you need in your life is the glory of the Lord. When the glory of the Lord comes upon you, you will lack nothing. You will be satisfied. You will be satisfied. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your glory fall upon me. Let your glory come with healing. As your glory is coming upon me, let it come with healing. Let it come with deliverance. Let it come with breakthroughs. Let it come with revival. Let it come with supernatural strength. Let it come with anointing. Let it come with transformation. Let your glory fall upon me and let it come with every benefit that my life need at this time. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Jehasa Jetegala Tashidada. Mashihana Sazia Gashda. Hende Taja Biala Dinha. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your glory come upon me. Thank you, Lord. And as it's coming, let it come with healing. Let it come with deliverance. Let it come with power. Let it come with grace. Let it come with blessings. Let it come with anointings. Let it come with breakthroughs. Let it come with sanctification. Let it come with holiness. Let it come with the fear of God. Let it come with righteousness and purity. In the name of Jesus, let it come with riches and wealth. In the name of Jesus, let your glory fall. Right now, in the name of Jesus, raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, release your glory. Release your glory. Release your glory upon me now. And as your glory comes, let it come with power. Let it come with grace. Let it come with victory. Let it come with deliverance. Now. Now. Yesasa shatiyada nalaha. Geshoba suzihane kakijana. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lift me up to be caught up with the glory of the Lord. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Holy Spirit, lift me up and let me be caught up with the glory of the Lord. Let me be fully immersed in the glory of the Lord till all my life is transformed into the same glory, till I become one with the glory of the Lord, till I become one with the glory of the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Put your right hand on your head. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, lift me up to be caught up with the glory of the Lord. Lift me up to be immersed in the glory of the Lord, till I am transformed into the same glory, till I become one with the glory of the Lord. Holy Spirit, lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, lift me up. Lift me up. Thank you, Lord. Lift me up. Lift me up, spirit, soul, and body. And let me caught up with the glory of the Lord. Let me march with the glory of the Lord. Let me be fully immersed in the glory of the Lord till I become one with the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord as a supernatural magnetic ability. You know, the way Jesus was received up into heaven, when he had resurrected, the Bible says that he began to ascend. The Bible says he was being lifted from the ground. His feet was rising from the ground. And the Bible says a cloud from heaven, which is the glory of God, received him. That is how the glory of God operates. The glory of God has a supernatural magnetic ability to receive you or to magnetize you, such that you are caught up into the same glory. You're going to pray again. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your glory descend upon me, and let my spirit, soul, and body be completely magnetized, be completely drawn into your glory. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your glory come upon me. Thank you, Lord. Let your glory come upon me. Jehage hasashtanadi avalera. Erushte tene deta shavasa saragala. Let your glory come upon me. Now, now, now. In the name of Jesus. Let your glory come upon me and magnetize all of me into itself. Let my spirit, soul, and body be received into your glory. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Let your glory come upon me and let it draw the whole being, let it draw my whole being into itself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you might not know how important it is to be immersed in the glory of God. But I'm going to try to show you some of the things that will happen to you immediately you are immersed into the glory of God. Yeah, I'm going to show you some of them. Yeah, one of them is that you will have complete deliverance. You will have complete deliverance. Because in the glory of God, there is no captivity. In the glory of God, there is nothing like darkness. No darkness can survive in his glory. Not a single demon can survive in his glory. So if your life is full of darkness, one of the things God does, or maybe I should say what God wants to do, is to receive your life into his glory. Because immediately you are caught up in the glory, you will be completely delivered. I'm not talking about partial deliverance. I'm talking about complete deliverance. The moment you are received into his glory, you are delivered completely. So this is why every Christian must seek the glory. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I am hungry for your glory. Say, Father, I am thirsty for your glory. Let your glory receive me, that I may be completely delivered. Let your glory receive me into itself, that I may be completely free. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I am desperate for your glory. I am hungry for your glory. I am thirsty for your glory. I am passionate for your glory. Let your glory receive me now. Let your glory receive me now, that I may be completely delivered. Thank you, Lord. Let your glory receive my body, my soul, and spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your glory receive my spirit, soul, and body, that I may be completely delivered. Thank you, Lord. That I may be delivered from every captivity of darkness. That I may be delivered from the power of sin. That I may be delivered from every devil and darkness. Lord, Receive me into your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When the Holy Spirit begins to do this operation in your life, it will look as though you are flying. Yeah, when the Holy Spirit begin to lift you up into the glory of the Lord, it will look as though you are flying. Yeah, just like birds fly in the sky. That is how you will feel in your spirit. It will look as if you are flying. And you become very light. You know, when you suddenly become very light, like a piece of paper. You know, a piece of paper when there is breeze, or when the wind is blowing, it will easily move the piece of paper all around. So that is how you feel when the Holy Spirit begins to lift you up into the glory of God. Yeah, so there is nothing as beautiful as being in the glory of God. I know what it means. Yeah, because I walk in that dimension a lot. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every weight of sin, of pollution, of darkness in my life that is not allowing me to be caught up into the glory of the Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them from my life. Detach them from my life. Destroy them in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every weight of worldliness, every weight of darkness, weight of pollution, every weight that is making me too heavy to fly in the spirit, every weight of addiction, every weight of corruption, every weight of unrighteousness, every weight of unbelief, every weight of fear that is not allowing the Holy Spirit to carry me into the glory of God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost and die and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every weight of darkness that is not allowing me to be caught up into God's glory, be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be detached from my life by fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray, like I said, that the realm of God's glory is the most beautiful place any believer should desire to be. And not that you just enter there once and come out, but that you continually be in that realm. The realm of God's glory is a place every believer should desire to be and to live all their lives. It's a place you should desire to be and live all your life. It's a place you should desire to be all the time. The realm of God's glory is too beautiful to ignore. It's too beautiful to not desire it. If you taste that realm, you will not want to stop being there. You will not want to leave that realm. It is too sweet to forsake or to deny the realm of God's glory. The realm of God's glory. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let everything I have entangled my life with that is disqualifying me from having access to the realm of your glory, let them be cut off now from my life. Everything I have entangled my life with that is disqualifying me from gaining access to the realm of your glory, let them be cut off now from my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jehana Giasujala Raketada Hasa Naba Shelebriha. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, Father, let whatsoever thing I have hooked up my life with, whatsoever thing I have glued my life with, that is not allowing me to be caught up into the realm of your glory, Lord, deliver me now. Cut them off from my life. 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 Anything I have attached to myself, anything I am attached to that is disqualifying me from having access to the fullness of God's glory, from living and dwelling and walking and operating in the glory of God, let them be cut off now from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible reveals some things about this reality of heaven. But many times we seem not to see those things, or we seem not to understand, even when we look at them in the scriptures, we seem not to understand what they actually mean. If you look at the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3. Yeah. You will see in verse 1, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, if ye then be risen with Christ. Do you know what that means? Yeah. The knowledge of the gospel is in the fact that when Jesus died on the cross, we died in him. When he was buried into the grave, we were inside of him, also buried in the grave. And when he rose up, we were also in him, rising up from the grave. And when he ascended into heaven, we were also in him, ascending into heaven. So when he sat at the right hand of God, we were also in Jesus in heaven right now as I'm talking to you. According to the reality of the kingdom of God, you are in Jesus when he died on the cross. You are in Jesus when he was buried. You are in Jesus when he resurrected, and you are in Jesus when he ascended, and you are in Jesus as he is seated right now in heaven, in the heaven, in far above principalities and powers, in the heavenly places. You are even now inside of Jesus. So that is the truth of the gospel. That is the reality of all that the gospel is. So which means that you must experience each of these dimensions of God's grace. You must experience each of these victory, each of these victories that happen. Happened when Jesus died, the victory that happened, you must experience it as a Christian. If you don't experience it, then you are missing a lot. All the victories that happened when Jesus was buried, you must experience it. The victories that happened when he rose from the grave, you must experience, you must walk in that victory. So all the powers that are included in each of those states of Christ, each of those condition or states, spiritual states of Christ, all the victories and powers that are included, you must experience each of them, as a Christian. As we continue to pray, you will understand more of what I'm trying to show you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to be free from every limitation that is blocking me from experiencing all the realities of your glory and grace. You're going to say, Father, I want to be free from every limitation that is blocking me from experiencing all the realities of your glory and grace. Lord, deliver me from those limitations now. I want to experience the realities of your glory, the powers of your glory, the powers of your grace. I want to experience each of them. Lord, deliver me from every limitation that has not allowed me to experience these things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shihadaka kigalak tashdada. Ragesiyama shoa tajna. Thank you, Lord. Nekiyadu jesa sadaka tajna. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, deliver me. I want to be free from every limitation of sin, limitation of unrighteousness, limitation of unholiness, limitation of the flesh, limitation of darkness, limitation of demons, limitation of witchcraft, every limitation of curses, every limitation that is not allowing me to experience all the realities in your grace and glory. Lord, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when you read the Bible, you need to read it with full understanding. The moment Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, that is power. The moment he died, a divine power was given birth to on earth instantly. A grace, maybe I should call it a dimension of God's grace, appeared on earth instantly. And that grace is still on earth as I'm talking now. Yeah, the moment he died, a power appeared. A power was created instantly. And what kind of power appeared? What kind of power was given birth to the moment Jesus died on the cross? Many of you know that power. Number one, it is the power that that has defeated sin. That power appeared on earth immediately Jesus died. Number two, it is the power that has defeated Satan. And when I say Satan, it includes all the principalities. It includes all the powers of darkness. It includes demons, witchcraft. It includes everything that is called darkness. And number three, that power that appeared the moment Jesus died has defeated all manner of sicknesses and diseases. I mean, all manner of sicknesses and diseases. They have been defeated by that power immediately Jesus died. Yeah, all manner of sicknesses, all manner of infirmities, all manner of deformities. Yeah. So that is what that power did. Or maybe I should say that is the kind of power that appeared immediately, and it was given to men. That power has been given to you and I to benefit from it, free of charge. Free of charge. So if you are still bound by sin, if sin is still ruling over your life, then why? It means you have not gone to the cross to meet the power that is on the cross that has defeated sin. If you are still bound by Satan, by witchcraft, by demons, by serpents, by marine spirits, it's because you have not gone to the cross to meet that power that has already defeated them all. If you are still bound by sicknesses and diseases, why not go to meet with that power? So that power is still on earth as I'm talking now. And that power appeared the moment Jesus died. So you are going to pray. If you are a Christian and everything that power can do that I have listed has not been done in your life, then you are missing a lot. You are missing a lot. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, I come to you, Jesus. Let the power of Let the power of the death you died on the cross operate in my life and give me complete victory over sin, Satan, demons, darkness, and diseases and sicknesses in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come to you, Jesus. Let the power, the power in the death you died on the cross, let it operate in my life and give me victory. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. As you're praying that prayer, glorious and mighty things are happening in the spirit. Begin to pray. Say, I come to you, Jesus. I don't know why Christians will be so comfortable in slavery. I don't know why Christians will be so comfortable with slavery. Why should you be enslaved by anything? Why should you be enslaved by sin, by darkness, by devils, by marine spirits, by serpents? Why should you be comfortable being in slavery? Why? Talk to God. Say, I come to you, Jesus. I want that power. That power that appeared the moment you died on the cross of Calvary. I want that power to deliver me. I want that power to heal me. I want that power to set me free. I want to be free. Continue to pray like that. Nashiga gihara taja balalaha. Esoza jua deneta. Continue to pray. Say, I want that power to set me free. Thank you, Lord. I want that power to work in my life. I want your power that appeared the moment you gave up the ghost on the cross of Calvary. I want that power to work in my life. Lord, let it work now in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Let it work. Let it work. Let it work. I believe in the power of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. I believe in the power of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, let this power work for complete healing in my life. For complete, thank you, Lord, deliverance in my life. For complete victory in my life. I refuse to be a slave to sin. I refuse to be a slave to demons. I refuse to be a slave to Satan. I refuse to be a slave to sicknesses and diseases. Let the power of Jesus work in my life. I believe you're praying that prayer with desperation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. These prayer points, they are very important, and I will advise you to still pray them again, even after this. After this prayer session has ended, I will advise you to pray these prayers again. Yeah. So now, another dimension of the grace that appeared on earth. Yeah, you can call it power, you can call it grace. Another dimension of grace of Jesus that appeared on earth was when he was buried. The moment he was buried into the grave. Yeah. The moment he was buried into the grave, another grace appeared. Another power appeared. And what is that power? What is that power to do in your life? That power is to kill your sinful nature. The moment Jesus was buried, another power appeared on earth, and that power has the ability to destroy your flesh, your nature of sin, because every human being that has been born into the world are wicked by nature. Every human being. Yeah, you might be a nice person, but as far as God is concerned, except this power I just talked about destroyed the Adamic nature in your life, you are still a wicked person before God. Yeah, because even what you think you are doing right is not acceptable before God, because you won't be able to do it with the right motive. Yeah, we have some people that, you know, they are nice people. They are good people in court. Yeah, but God still is not happy with their lives. Why? Because they are not doing those good things by the nature of Christ. They are doing those things by the Adamic nature. So somewhere in them is still something somewhere inside of them is still not pleasing God. Despite that they are doing certain things right, and people are celebrating them all over the world. Yeah, but something somewhere inside of them is still not pleasing to God. Why? Because the nature of Adam in them has not died. So when the nature of Adam in you has not died, you cannot please God. That is what the Bible says. Even if you try, it will not work. You know, some people, they give to the poor, and after they have given to the poor, they carry phone. They do the video. They do the video of how they give to the poor, and they start showing it everywhere on social media. We did this, we gave this to the poor. Yeah, as far as the, you know, as far as the scripture is concerned, what they gave to the poor is unacceptable. Yeah, because the Bible says when you give alms, you don't allow your left hand to know what your right hand has given, so that your Father never can reward you. So I'm trying to show you that some people can be nice people, but because the nature of Adam in them is not dead, so all the nice things and good things they are doing is still not acceptable before God. Yeah. So you're going to pray until the nature of sin died in your life. You cannot please God. You can try, but it will not work. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come to you, Jesus. Let the power in your barrier destroy the strength of sin in my life. Say, I come to you, Jesus. Let the power in your barrier destroy the nature of sin in my life. Destroy the Adamic nature in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Lord, let the power in your barrier destroy the nature of sin in my life. I don't want to serve sin. I want to have power over sin. I want to be able to control myself from sinning. I want to have power to stop myself from sinning. From sinning against you. Lord, give me that power. This is gospel. What I'm talking about right now, this is gospel. This is all Christianity is all about. It's all about having access to the power and victory in everything Jesus did for us. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I come to you. The power in your prayer, let it destroy the Adamic nature in me, the sinful nature in me, the human nature. That is the Adamic nature, your human nature. So Lord, let it die now. Just as you died and was buried, let this nature of mine die now. In the name of Jesus, this Adamic and sinful nature. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another dimension of the grace and power of Jesus that appeared on earth. Yeah. Is when he rose from the dead. When he rose from the grave, another power of Jesus was birthed on earth. And what is that power to do in your life? Yeah, that is the power of transformation. That is the power of, you know, the power that turned you into a new creature. That is the power that changes you into another man. Another man that is full of divine nature. Another man that has divine nature. Another man that is full of the Spirit of God. Another man that is full of the presence of God. Another man that cannot sin against God. That is what that power is to do in your life. Is to change you to somebody new, somebody different from the person your parents knew. Yeah, somebody different from the person your friends knew before you met Jesus. So you are going to pray. So the question is, has this power in the resurrection of Jesus, has this power changed your life? Have your life been transformed? Are you still the same person that your parents knew when they gave birth to you, when they watched you grow? Has anything ever changed in your life? You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Let the power in your resurrection work in my life. Let it change me completely to a new creature. Let it change me completely into a new creature that is like you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I come to you. The power. Thank you, Lord. In your resurrection, let it change my spirit. Let it change my soul. Let it change my body into another creature, into a divine being, into a new creature that is like you. Lord, let this power work in my life. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let this power work in my life. The power that heals in your resurrection. The power that heals in your resurrection. Let it change my life. Let it transform my life. Say, Lord, I want to become the person you want me to be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. reason why God called people to preach the gospel, it is so that those people can have opportunity to fulfill their destinies that has been ordained in God before they were born. The reason why we preach the gospel is so that you will have the opportunity to fulfill your destiny as it is in God before you were born. So meaning that if the gospel of Jesus did not change your life to a new creature, you can't fulfill the destiny you have in God. It will not happen. Yeah, it will not happen. So that is why you must become somebody new, somebody that is not a slave to sin, somebody that is not a slave to your sinful nature, somebody that is free. You must become a new creature so that that person God wants you to be, before you were born, you can become that person. So you are going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let the power, you're going to say, Father, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus transform my life into the person that will fulfill the destiny you have for me. I hope you understand that prayer. You're going to say, Father, raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus change me into the person that will fulfill the destiny you have for me in you. The destiny you have set for me in you. Lord, let me change to the person that can fulfill that destiny. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. If you are not changed to that person that can fulfill your destiny, you will not fulfill that destiny. I know what I'm talking about. Not everybody are fulfilling their destinies. Because, and it's because they have not been changed to the person that can fulfill that destiny. So Lord, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus change me into the man, into the woman that is able to fulfill the destiny you have set for me before I was born. I want to become that person. Change me into that person. Destroy my human nature and let me put on the divine nature. Let me put on the nature of Christ. Let me become the man that can fulfill the destiny you have set for me before I came into this world. Change me into that man. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. For many years, after God revealed to me my calling, He began to do works of transformation in my life. Up to this moment that I'm talking to you. Yeah. For more than 10 years, God began to take me through process of transformation. Yeah, Now, because he told me that until you become that person that can fulfill your destiny, you will not be able to fulfill your destiny. Yeah, so imagine more than 10 years of transformation process. That tells you how dark human beings are. You might not understand how wicked and evil and dark this human nature is until God begins to change you. Then you will know that this human nature is too bad, too evil, too wicked, too dark, that God has to change you. And it depends on how you allow him to change you. That will determine how long it will take before you are ready to fulfill your destiny. Yeah. You know, how much you have surrendered to him will determine how long it will take before you will be ready to fulfill the destiny, or before you will fulfill a good part of the destiny. Like, yeah, because as God is changing you, he would be using you in the process. As he's changing you, he will be using you. As he's changing you, he would be putting you in places where you will fulfill destiny. As he's changing you, he will be blessing you to fulfill destiny. But the more you are transformed, the more you will be able to fulfill that destiny as it is. So it's not as if he's going to keep you somewhere and wait until you are fully transformed. No. As God is changing you, he will be using you almost immediately. He will be helping you to fulfill the destiny, but many people have not even fulfilled 5% of their destinies. And these are people that we thought, you know, we consider them as successful people. We consider them as, you know, as people who have achieved great things in life. But in the sight of God, they have not yet fulfilled 5% of their destinies. But on earth, in the sight of men, we thought they have, you know, they are successful people. We thought they have achieved a lot. But before God, they have not even fulfilled 5%. And the reason is because they have not allowed God to change them. So that they will be able to fulfill more percentage. Yeah, I make you understand now. You understand it now. Yeah, so you're going to pray. The more transformed you are, the more of your destiny you will fulfill. So there are thousands and millions of people who have died now, and they never got a chance to fulfill 1%. Of their divine destinies. I mean, they never got the chance to fulfill 1%. So you're going to pray. I don't want you to live a wasted life. I don't want you to just come into this world and not be able to become who God wants you to be. But I am showing you the secret to becoming all that God wants you to be, and that is transformation. You must change. Your mindset must change. The way you think must change. The way you reason must change. Everything about you must change. You must not be a slave. You must be a victorious Christian. So everything must change. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus change me and prepare me to fulfill all that is in my destiny in you. Let the power in the resurrection of Jesus change me and prepare me to fulfill all that is in my destiny in God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God cannot give you access to what you don't deserve. God cannot give you access to a realm you don't deserve. You have to be changed for any creature to live and swim in the waters. That creature must be like those creatures that can live and swim in the waters. Talk to God. Except you are changed, God will not give you access to certain realms. Because the people who can function in that realm, they already have a nature. And if you don't have their nature, you can't function in those realms. Tell God to change you. I don't know if you understand this prayer. Tell God to change you. If you need God to give you access to riches and wealth of his kingdom, you must be transformed to the kind of people that can receive that honor and privilege. Not every people will receive that privilege and honor. Tell God to change you. Tell God to change you. Say, Lord, change me to the man that will fulfill all that is in my destiny in you. Change me. If you don't become like creatures that fly in the sky, you can't have access to the realm in the sky. You can't fly. So there is a need for transformation to function in every realm that is important for your destiny to be fulfilled. Say, Lord, change me. Continue to pray. I'm just giving you insights so that you can pray with understanding. Tell God to change you, spirit, soul, and body. Say, Lord, change me. Prepare me that I may be the person that can fulfill, that I may be able to fulfill all that is in my destiny in you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, some believers, they get angry, they get frustrated because certain things are not going well in their lives. Because certain things are not happening in their lives. And they feel like, God, why are you doing this to me? God, why me? Yeah, but you never know that those things happening to you is to change you. Yeah, you never know, you never knew that those things God allowed to happen to you, even though they are unpleasant, they don't look nice. You never knew that God wants those things to change you so that you can be qualified for the heights he wants to take you, so that you can be qualified for the throne. God took David through a very long wilderness journey. You can read your Bible. You will see how God prepared David before he set him on the throne. If David wasn't prepared the way God prepared him, he would have misbehaved and failed, just like Solomon failed. Yeah. So God took years, I think 40 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Or maybe not up to that. God took years to prepare David for the throne. Yeah, I think 40 years. You're going to pray. So you need to have wisdom to make good use of the situations that God is subjecting you to at this time. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom to make good use of every situation I pass through at this time. Give me wisdom to allow you use these situations to change me. Give me wisdom to be humble enough so that you can use the situations of my life to change me into a new person, both pleasant situations and unpleasant situations. Give me wisdom to make use of them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me wisdom to allow you use the situations of my life to change me to the person that can fulfill my destiny in you. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me wisdom to allow you to change me to the person that can ascend to the throne you have prepared for me, to the person that can rule from that throne, to the person that can fulfill the destiny you have set for me in you. Lord, give me wisdom to make use of the situations of my life, both pleasant and unpleasant situations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Remember that we are still talking about the power and the grace that appeared in the head the moment Jesus resurrected from the grave. There's a power that appeared in the head. And this power is going to, how will I put it now? This power that is in the resurrection of Jesus is going to be very much needed in these last days. Yeah. This power that is in the resurrection of Jesus is going to be very much needed in these last days. Some of the healing miracles that God is going to be doing in these last days is going to be by the power in the resurrection of Jesus. The reason is because those miracles, they will be creative miracles. Yeah. You know, I told you that there is a power in the death of Jesus, and that power also give healing. Yeah, remember that I told you that. Yeah, but the power in the resurrection of Jesus is greater than the power in the death of Jesus. So when the power in the resurrection of Jesus is doing healing, is always very, very, very creative. So when God is going to do creative healing miracles, he's going to use the power that is in the resurrection of Jesus. When God is going to do creative miracles, like somebody that don't have kidney, or somebody that don't have a womb, and suddenly a womb just appeared, like somebody that a part of his body is completely dead. You know, like you know, some people used to have diabetic problems, and doctor will tell them that one of their legs is dead, and they need to cut off the leg. Yeah. So the power that used to do creative miracles, such that what is dead suddenly become alive. Imagine an organ in your I'm not saying your body. Imagine an organ in the body of someone, and that particular organ is completely dead. All the cells is dead, and then suddenly the organ come back to life, like somebody that doesn't have eyes, and suddenly eyes appeared. Like somebody that the eyes is completely dead, it cannot function, and suddenly the eyes begin to see perfectly as though there was no problem. That is the work of the power in the resurrection of Jesus. That is what the power in the resurrection of Jesus does. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I don't know. Maybe there are certain things in your life that have been that have died. Yeah. The power in the resurrection of Jesus is able to bring them back to life as though nothing ever happened to those things. Yeah, as though they never died. And that is the same power that brings dead people back to life. That's why I said that power is greater than the power in the death of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus bring back to life every good thing that has died in my spirit, every good thing that has died in my soul, every good thing that has died in my body. Let the power in the resurrection of Jesus bring them back to life now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Jesse had a tiash there. In the name of Jesus, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus bring them back to life now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing that have died in my life. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus bring them back to life now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every good thing in my spirit, maybe you used to have spiritual abilities before. You used to receive divine dreams, prophetic dreams, heavenly dreams, heavenly visions. Yeah. Those are spiritual abilities, and now you don't have them anymore. Pray that they come back to life. Begin to pray every virtue you used to have. Maybe you used to have a virtue in you, and now you can't find it anymore. You used to have passion for, you know, to do some things that will profit the kingdom of God. And now you can't find that passion in you anymore. Pray that they will come back to life. Pray that they will come back to life. Pray that they will come back to life. Or the doctor told you that some organs in your body can no longer function properly. Pray that the power in the resurrection of Jesus bring them back to life now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. And shake the Hasa Saragala. She had a Shinabala. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, whatsoever is in my life that has stopped functioning properly, that has stopped working, every good thing in my life that is dead. Lord, connect me with the power of resurrection of Jesus. The power in the resurrection of Jesus. And let these things come back to life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And not only that, I mean, not only in your soul, spirit, and body can this power of resurrection operate, it can also operate in other areas of your life. It can operate in your finances. It can operate in your career. It can operate in your marriage. It can operate in your calling, in your ministry. It can operate in all areas of your life. It can operate in each day of your life. I mean, some people, they are living in a dead time. I will explain that later. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, connect every affair of my life with the power of the resurrection of Jesus, and let everything that is dead in my life come back to life. Say, Father, connect every area of my life, every facet of my life, every affair of my life with the power in the resurrection of Jesus, and let whatsoever good thing that is dead come back to life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can begin to mention every part of your life that you can remember. Your finances. So Lord, connect my finances to the power in the resurrection of Jesus. Let every good thing that is dead come back to life in the name of Jesus. Lord, connect my marriage. Connect my career. Connect my business. Connect my calling, my destiny. Lord, connect every part of my life, every affair of my life with the power in the resurrection of Jesus, and let them be revived. Let dead things come back to life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every good thing that was once alive in my life, every great thing, beautiful thing that was once alive in my life, but now is dead. Oh God of Israel, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus bring them back to life now. Now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, I was talking about dead time. Some people are living in a dead time, in a dead timeline. Yeah, if I can put it that way. Yeah, the Bible talks about redeeming the times. Yeah. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. So some people are living in a timeline that is dead. Now, what do I mean by a time that is dead? Meaning that a time that has been hijacked by the kingdom of darkness. So it's possible that your timeline, it's possible that the calendar of your life has been hijacked by the kingdom of darkness. And everything that is happening to you every day is what they want to happen to you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It's possible that your timeline has been taken over by the dark kingdom. And everything that happens to you every day of your life, in fact, every hour of your life, is just what they want to happen to you. I mean, what Satan and his host want to happen to you, that is what always happens to you, including the way you think. It is what they want you to think that you will think. It's what they want you to say that you will say. It's what they want you to do that you will do. So that is an example of a dead time. So meaning that your timeline is completely disconnected from God and from heaven. It means that God has no place in your time. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So the power in the resurrection of Jesus has the ability to redeem your time. It has the ability to take over your time from the hand of the dark kingdoms that have, from the control of the dark kingdom. So the power in the resurrection of Jesus can do that. Yeah. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke the power in the resurrection of Jesus to fall upon my time and timeline. And let there be complete redemption of my timeline from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand, just pray. Just pray. Say, I call for the power in the resurrection of Jesus to fall on my timeline. Thank you, Lord. I invoke the power in the resurrection of Jesus to fall on my timeline, on my time, on my days, and let my time and days be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Let my days be redeemed from the power of darkness. Let my timeline be redeemed from the power from the control of darkness. Let my days be taken back from the control of demons and forces of hell. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I invoke the power of in the resurrection of Jesus to redeem my timeline. I invoke the power of the resurrection of Jesus to redeem my time, to redeem my days from the hand of evil kingdoms of darkness, from the hand of control of darkness, from the hand of the enemy, from the hand of Satan, from the hand of witchcraft. Oh Lord, let the power in the resurrection of Jesus redeem my time and timeline and days now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.